Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. This is your host today, a wonderful day, a glorious day. This is your host, Elder QT Docs. Today is Thursday, Thirst for Truth. Oh, what a day this is. What a marvelous day this is. Can we see what's around us, what's happening here in our own country as well as around the world? There's so much change is going on. There's a shift in the atmosphere. There's a paradigm shift, and we must be prepared and ready to receive it. Amen. Once again, I'm your host, Elder QT Docs. I'm coming to you under the authority of Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Docs under Kingdom Builders International Development Institute. Amen. We're coming to you every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, with a message for you. Amen. God is just so good. He is so good. As we can see what's happening with the elections, we just have to just continue to be in prayer. We have to continue to trust God, because we know that the demons has his hands in everything, and he's trying to stir the pot. He's trying to stir the pot. Although we know there's poison in the pot, but we know God is good, and he's good all the time. Yeah, I was just, I received a text from my sister out of California, and something that she received from someone that was passed on through NAACP and a few other organizations, saying talking about the a message that the white supremacists and Aryan nations and Nazis and whoever, they're out on a mission to look for and befriend young black men, and so they can take them out and hang them or shoot them or do whatever they want to do. So we have to be vigilant. You know, I think that all young black men should walk in pairs. Just be prepared. Just be vigilant on what's around you. And don't be befriended by, you know, don't be sucked in by the nice, quaint talk of individuals that you meet. Just have discernment. Amen. Because God is good. God is good. And also, I just read that, that there was 300,000 mail-in ballots that was scanned by the post office, 300,000, but it was never delivered. They never showed it being delivered. And the judge was asking the postal commission, what's the problem? What happened? But, it goes to show you that, the devil has a monkey wrench in everything that God is trying to do, but we know God will prevail. God will supersede everything that evil men is trying to do. Amen. Amen. We're going to go on. I'm going to come to you today from 1 Samuel 3rd chapter 1 to 10. And the title of my message is going to be Speak to Me, Lord. Speak to me. Because we know God is always speaking. We just have to be prepared and open up our ear gates to listen to what God is saying. Amen. Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, dear Father, I pray that you will use the authority that you've given me to become your mouthpiece, to become your vessel here on earth. Dear Father, help me to pray a breakthrough for my listeners. Dear God, for my family, for my friends, for those that wants to hear and receive a word from you. We want, dear Lord, I am praying that this prayer, under your leading authority, under the Holy Spirit, I thank you that positive confession will bring a breakthrough, dear Father. I want to hear, and I want my audience to hear, the listening audience to hear your message, your powerful voice above all the ungodly voice in this world today. Father, just please ground me in your words so that your power can flow freely through my life like rivers of living waters. Amen. Empower my audience to be and declare your will, not our will, dear God. Teach us to pray with expectant faith and boldness and confidence. Dear Father, we choose to hold firmly to your faith, and we profess, like Abraham, we will trust in you and not our own understanding. Amen. Amen. God is just so good. God is just so good. Oh, my Lord. You know, this prayer that reveals a belief, in fact, that the evidence that God does speak to people. You know, you look at old Eli. Believe this. He said, Samuel proved this in his own experience 3 times. Samuel thought Eli was calling him. Then at the old man's word, we know that he went back and prayed this wonderful prayer that God would speak to him, a prayer which is implicit with faith. Samuel believed that God did speak to people and would, in fact, speak to him. We are far removed from the Samuel today because God still speaks, and he still speaks to his people. He still speaks to you. He still speaks to me. We just have to have our ear gate open to the Holy Spirit. I grabbed some lyrics from Kirk Franklin, and it says, speak to me, Lord Jesus. He said, we need to hear from you. If you don't speak, Lord Jesus, we don't know what to do. You see, I wake up in the morning, and we see the bright sunshine. Living without you, Jesus, I could have no peace of mind. So speak to me, Lord Jesus. We need to hear from you. Amen. If you don't speak, Lord Jesus, we don't know what to do. And that is so true. We need to hear from God. We need to hear from God. Because if we don't hear from him, we don't know what to do. We can't lean to our own understanding. Amen. We need to hear from God. He needs to speak to us. And when he does, our ear gates must be open. It must be open so we can receive the word that the Lord is trying to give us, to direct us, to show us. Amen. God is so good. God is so good. I mean, can you hear me now? I know you remember that old phrase when you had a cell phone some years back. They said, can you hear me now? But do you remember this commercial from a few years ago? It was more than a few years ago that probably it still resonates as well as it did yesterday, today. You know, cell phone coverage has become so good that there are fewer and fewer places where we can't be heard. You can contact anyone from practically anywhere. No longer can the husband use the excuse that he didn't know what kind of ice cream or what kind of sugar or whatever that his wife wanted him to pick up at the store. You know, he could have called. And while the lifeline of many teenagers is the cell phone, I mean, every teenager you know now, from middle school to high school, has a cell phone. But it is also a leash for the parents to remind them it is time to come home. The cell phone also is a dramatic change the way we communicate. Since our cell phone are always with us, we have had to learn a new skill, selectively answering. You see people doing this all the time because I know I do it, and I know you do it. You know, this cell phone rings, and they pull it out, you know, of their pocket, look at it, and see who is calling, and in a split second decide whether or not they are going to answer. I mean, that's just the human nature. And then if it's not who they wanted to talk to, they selectively ignore it or cut it off or decline it and put it back into their pocket. But long before there were cell phones, remember this, a boy named Samuel received a call from God. Amen. As we talk about this story, I want to remind you remind all of us that never to use selective answering when God is choosing to speak to you. Unlike the cell phone, we have a choice to do this, but we also have a choice to ignore God. But there's consequences when you ignore God when he's trying to lead and guide you. But instead, like Samuel, we want to answer. We want the Lord to speak to us. Because like Samuel, we said, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Amen. Now, my text is going on to talk more about the days of our Lord in the era of Samuel. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. A little historical background will help us understand why this was the case. You know, travel with me, just walk with me about 3,000 years to the land of Canaan. The Israelites had conquered the promised land after coming up out of slavery in Egypt. But once the fighting was over, the people became spiritually lazy and forgot about all that God had done for them. They began to worship false gods and follow the sinful ways of the people around them. The very last word of the book of Judges described the situation this way. It says, "Everyone did as he saw fit, not as God saw fit." Remember, my brothers and sisters, as they saw fit. You know, sometimes we see things that we think it's okay, but it doesn't line up with the word of God. You know, our eyes are blocked because that's a desire that we want to fulfill, not the desire and will that God wants to fulfill. But still, even among all this rebellion and sin, there were God-fearing people. Samuel's mother was one of them. After years of not being able to have children, God gave her a son. Out of thanks, she gave her son to fulfill to a full-time service at the tabernacle. Samuel became the assistant of a priest named Eli. Now, this morning, we met Samuel, probably at the age, I think Samuel probably at the age of 12 or 13, lying down in his room in the tabernacle, preparing to go to sleep for the night. Now, I want to just leave you right there, lying there, allowing Samuel to lie there for a moment. We will join him, I guess, to talk about this within a minute or two. But before we do, think for a minute about the spiritual situation at the time. The word of the Lord was rare. It was rare because God's people had generally ignored it. The Lord is patient. He's a patient God. But when people ignore his word long enough, there comes a point which he says, "I am taking it away." And that's like when we continue to do something over and over, ignoring what God is telling us not to do, and we think it's right in our own minds. And then God just will take his hands off of us. And then our mind become reprobated. Now God say, "Okay, now you on your own. You're not listening to me at all. You have that reprobated mind." And God will take it away. His hands off of you. That's what he will take away. And now you on your own. Now you going to continue to lean on your own understanding, which is going down the path of destruction. You have ignored God long enough. Now you will see it. It's like living without my word in your life. It's not going to be joyful to you. You're going to run into more than you realize. We have seen it happen in many church bodies in our own country. We read about things like homosexual priests being ordained and pastor claiming that Jesus didn't really rise from the dead. And we wonder what's going on. How can this kind of things happen? It happens because decades ago, the leadership in those churches stopped listening to the word of God. They were listening to worldview opinions. Amen. They said, we couldn't be sure that God really says in his word. Ridiculous. They said the Bible contains error and we would have to decide for ourselves what is true and what is not. Ridiculous. And when people stop listening to God, it should not surprise anyone when things go horribly wrong. Amen. When things go horribly wrong. By God's grace, we still believe and confess that God's word is God's word. Without error, the inerrancy of the Bible is infallible. God's word is God's word. Can't be compromised. Can't be deleted. Amen. His word is completely trust. Now, but let us not become, so arrogant as to think that his word could never leave us. There is the constant danger of taking his word for granted, of not listening when God is speaking. Amen. Now, imagine if God literally called you on your cell phone. You look at the caller ID and say, "The Lord." And you said, imagine putting your phone back in your pocket like you did with your friends or your homies or your peers because you're too busy. You'd rather continue to drink. You'd rather continue to use drugs. You'd rather continue to talk to this girlfriend or talk to your boyfriend. You'd rather continue to do what you think is right in your own mind. You have more important things to do. Now, that's unimaginable. But we don't have to use our imagination to think of times when God has wanted to speak with us and we've been too busy to listen. Now, I know we've all been in their shoes one time or another. We all walked in that, down that same sidewalk one time or another. We don't have to imagine it. We can remember it. Home devotion and Bible reading ignored. Worship opportunities wasted. Bible class that couldn't be more convenient right after or before worship. But people miss it. God is speaking to us. Are we listening? Or are we often more prone to say, "Speak, Lord, if you would like, but I am not listening"? So many of us are going down and taking that same path. Wrong answer. When God speaks, we must attune our ears to listen. But very carefully, my friends, of taking God's word for granted, please be very, very, very careful. Don't take his words for granted, because all God is trying to do is lead you and guide you the best way he knows how, to keep you out of harm's way. But if we ignore him long enough, and if we continue to do that, he will take his word away from us. Listen to the warning God gave his people at the time of Amos, the prophet. "The days are coming when I will send a famine through the land, not a famine of food, or a thirst of water for water, but a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. Men will stagger from sea to sea and wander from north to east, searching for the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. That's in Amos 8, 11 and 12. We don't have to look any further than modern day Europe to find a fulfillment of this prophecy. Amen. Not long ago, God's word flourished in that part of the world. You know, I read in one of those countries, it says 93% of the population claim to be atheists. This is what I'm telling you, my brother and sister. When you don't know the word, when you don't want to study the word, when you don't want to listen to the word, when you close your ears, your ear gate up, when your eyes of understanding is not on that level, you will turn to whatever is being thrown before you. Amen. Come on now. Come on. I'm trying to tell you something. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me. Amen. Now let us go to our God and confess every sin we have committed against his word. Every time we have despised it, every time we have ignored it, amen, every time we have taken it for granted, amen, and after we have confessed those sins, let us listen again to God's word, because we will hear God speaking once again. God's not giving up on us. We will give up on him, or we gave up on him. Amen. God is an awesome God. And his word will endure forever. I'm going to take a pause for the calls here. And let's listen to this music. Speak to me, Lord. Amen. God is just so great. I wake up in the morning and see the bright sunshine. Living without you, Jesus, I can't have no peace of mind. God is just so good. Amen. Look to me, Lord. Amen. Amen. God is so good. This is what is so amazing about God. Even after our many sins against his word, God in his mercy continues to speak to us. Amen. I mean, what more can you say? I mean, I'm smiling so much, my muscles in my face starting to hurt because what more can we say? I mean, even after we sin, after our sins of his word, God in his mercy and grace continues to speak to us, continues to try to put us on that right path. Amen. Trying to open up our eyes so we can see, our eyes of understanding, so we can have the wisdom and knowledge and revelation of what he's trying to say to us, or where he's trying to lead us. Amen. Speak to me, Lord Jesus. That's what God is saying, that after all our sins, I am still speaking to you, brothers and sisters. I don't care what you did. Just follow me, and I will show you the way. Amen. I mean, just as he did in Samuel's day, God could have given up on his people. He could have abandoned them forever, but he didn't. He came to them through a man named Samuel. Amen. Speak to me, Lord Jesus. Speak to me, because we don't know what to do. We left Samuel, remember, lying down in his room in the temple. Now, imagine this scene. You are 12 or maybe 13 years lying there in the middle of the night. It is nearly dark. Suddenly you hear your name. Samuel. Who could be calling? Amen. Who could be calling? Well, there is only one person who would be calling you in the middle of the night. Your master, your parents, your brother, your sister could be calling in the middle of the night. But yet, you run to see what they wanted. And they tell you, your big brother tell you, get out of my room, man. I didn't call you. Your sister said, what are you doing? I'm on the phone. Get out of my room. And mom and dad said, baby, we didn't call you. No, we didn't call you. So you go back to bed. And again, you hear your name being called again. And you run again to your brother's room, to your big brother's room, or to your sister's room. And they tell you the same thing. Your brother said, man, don't come into my room again, because if you do, I'm going to beat you down. And your sister said, she slammed the door on you because she's too busy on the phone talking to her boyfriend. And your mom and dad said, baby, just go try to get some sleep. So you go back to bed. And the same thing happened a third time. And finally, your parents said, baby, just go pray. It might be God telling you. Just go back. Just go back and lie down. So what do you suppose that was like? Walking back to bed and lying down. Talk about your heart pounding through your chest. Sure enough, once again, God came, like he came to Samuel, and Samuel responded beautifully. It's like God is coming to you today. In all your wrongdoings, God is coming to you today, and he's talking to you, telling you. He said, my brother, my sister, get off the drugs. He said, my brothers, my sister, you know, study my word. He said, my brother, my sister, get off the alcohol. My brother, my sisters, get off the streets, because the street is not good for you. He said, my brother, my sisters, listen to the word that I am trying to give you. Because when he does that, then you want to respond. You want to say, enough is enough. You know, you say, I'm tired of being tired. I'm tired of being sick and tired. And you want to cry out to the Lord. You want to say, speak, for your servant is listening. But you want to say, speak, Father, I am here. I want to surrender. I'm here for you. What a wonderful response. If you can just reach out, raise your head up, and shout back and say, I'm here, Father. Take me as I am. Purify, renew my heart. Father God, I'm crying out to you. Isn't this the way we want to respond to God? Isn't this the way we want to respond to God's word? I am listening to you, Lord. I'm tired of not listening. I'm tired of doing wrong. I'm tired of sinning. I'm tired of taking the wrong highway, you know. I want to be on the highway to heaven, not the highway to hell. Father God, you got to help me. Come on now. Come on. There's a knock on the door. Come on now. God is telling you, open the door. I am here. Come on now. Come on in. Because God is there waiting for you. He never left you. Amen. Of course, there's a difference between hearing and listening. We know that. The problem with many of our relationships, whether it's with our spouse or our coworkers or our children, is that we hear what they are saying, but we don't really listen. You know, you try to tell your brother, you try to tell your sister, you try to tell your friends, you try to say, look, man, get off that drugs because something's going to happen. It's time to get off it because you're tearing yourself down, you know. You might get some bad stuff, man. You might have a heart attack. You might have a stroke. You're trying to tell them, hey, you know, they hear you. They say, oh, yeah, you're right. I know where you're coming from. I got you, man, I got you. But yet, the minute you go your way and he or she goes their way, they're back doing the same old thing over and over again. Amen. They weren't listening. They heard you, but they didn't receive it. They heard you, but they think their way is a better way. They heard you, but they weren't listening. But they heard you. Come on, my brother and sister. We all ran into that. With our families, with our friends, we tell them, "Don't go around the corner, don't go to the king's apartment, don't go to the projects over there, don't go over here because you want to see this young girl, or you want to see this guy because there's trouble in the camp over there. Don't go over there." So it goes in one ear and out the other. Amen. Come on now, didn't you hear? We ask you to leave your dirty socks on the bathroom floor. I ask you, I said, please, don't leave your socks on the bathroom floor. Your dirty socks, your dirty underwears. They heard you, but are they listening? And you come back in, you see the dirty socks and underwear still on the bathroom floor. They heard you, but they weren't listening to you. And that's the way we deal with our own family, with our own friends, with our own coworkers. You tell them a way to do certain things at work. This is the proper way to do it. But they think their way is the better way. They think they discovered something new. And then when it turns out to be a disaster, they have no one to blame but themselves. It is much more serious when we don't. Listen to me now. It is much more serious when we don't listen to God. Oh, yeah, you might not listen to me. And although I might be a vessel that God has sent to instruct you or to tell you or to advise you, but yet you're not listening to me. Now, when God directly talks to you, amen, come on now, it is much more serious when we don't listen to him. Think about it. Talk to me, somebody. God is just telling you, you got to open up your ear gates. When we fail to listen to God, it leads to what? Number one, it leads to sin. Number two, it leads to suffering. Your own inner suffering that you bring upon yourself. Amen. Just take as an example. That in 1 Corinthians, and 6, it said, God's words tell us, flee from sexual immorality. What happens when we don't listen? What happens when we don't listen? Sin happens, fornication and adultery and pornography and incest and rape and lust. Because we don't listen, he's telling us to leave it alone, free from it. Because if we keep doing what we're doing, you don't only bring death to your camp, but you're going to bring death, not only to your camp, but you're going to bring death to others that's in your camp. Amen? Not only does sin happen, but suffering happens also. Children are born without fathers. Marriages are ruined and diseases are contracted. Sin and suffering always get together eventually. That is why God so desperately wants us to do what? Amen. Listen, come on, somebody. Come on in. That knock on the door, come on in. Parents, we all have, for those of us who are parents, or who are godparents, and you know this feeling. When you see your child going down the wrong path, you plead with him. You plead, baby, please don't do that. It's like the old song, Grandma Hands. Baby, don't you run too fast. You might fall on a piece of glass. It might be some snakes in that grass. I'm telling you, you must listen. You got to listen. I know this is going to end up. We know how this is going to end up. If we don't listen to the word of God, when God is talking to us, we must listen. When he's directing us, we must listen. When he is leading us, when he is telling us, stop. He's saying to us, listen, I know what is best for you. You cannot lean to your own understanding and expect to progress, expect to have success. You're going to have regress. But we haven't always listened. We have gone our own way and ignored God's command. Amen. That is why God sent his son Jesus. Jesus listened perfectly to his father. Not only did Jesus hear God's word at every opportunity, he listened to what God's word was saying. And he obeyed it. Not because it was always easy, but because it was his father's will. Amen. Sometimes we use conditional listening with God. Instead of saying, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. We say, go ahead and speak, Lord. I'll think about what you have said. Then if we agree with it and we think it will make me happy, then we will do it. Wrong answer. It doesn't work that way. But not Jesus. Jesus was willing to listen to his Father's will and do his father's will, even though it wasn't easy, even though it meant suffering, even though, amen, come on now, it meant dying. Jesus did that in our place. He did it for us. He did it for you and me. And because Jesus listened to his father, to what God is telling us to do. In Ephesians it says, in him we have redemption through blood, the forgiveness of sin. Did you hear that? Did you listen to that? You have the forgiveness of sin in Christ Jesus. Amen. Come on now. He didn't say you might. He didn't say you could. He didn't say perhaps one day you will. God said, you have the forgiveness of sins. Come on now. Can you hear the knock on the door? Come on. Let me knock for you one more time. God is just saying, listen, did you hear the knock? Receive the knock. This is why it is important to listen when God speaks. Then we can say, I may not feel forgiven. I may not deserve forgiveness. But God, you said my sins are forgiven. So that must be the case. Amen. God is just so good. My brothers and sisters, no wonder we want to listen when God speaks. We must listen when God speaks. We know his commands are always best for us. We cannot lean to our own understanding. Come on now. And we know his promises are always true for us. We may not think certain cell phones calls are worth our time and attention. It's easy enough to push a button and ignore it. But, amen, but God may never, we may never ignore God's word. May we sin? God is leading us not to. Even if we do, he will never stop speaking to us. Just like with Samuel, we will say with joy, speak, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Your servant is listening. Amen, amen, amen. I hope you received this message. I hope you can go throughout this week. I hope you go throughout next week and just listen to God. Allow God to use you. Allow God to use you as that vessel to maybe speak a word to someone. And as God speaks to you, you listen. You follow. Might not sound like it's a good thing to do what he might ask you to do, but do it because God is leading you. He's trying to allow you not only to help yourself, but to help others. Amen? Amen. God is just so good. Thank you once again for this Thursday Thirst for Truth. Under the auspices of Kingdom Builders International Institute Development, God is just so good. Under the direction of Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Docks. So I'm going to turn this over to Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Docks right now. I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I love you with the love of Christ. Amen. Jesus is so good. Speak to me, Lord.
Praise the Lord. I just say praise the Lord. I'm just so excited. Elder, you just, we just thank God for speaking to us. We thank God for leading us, guiding us, and directing us. And we thank God for a thirsty Thursday for truth. Amen. When we get thirsty for the truth, and when the Lord can speak to you, when you hear him, and you not only hear him, but you answer him, is what makes the difference. Again, I say speak, Lord, because it is truly the course of the day where you're able to say, Lord, for your servant is listening. Amen. And the Lord came and he stood there and he was calling as he did the other time, Samuel. Don't you hear him calling your name? Samuel. Are you answering him? Sometimes we answer people, but we don't answer our Lord and Savior. The Lord is trying to get our attention with all of this, I'll say, the worldview of others, the worldview of the world. We're caught up with every single thing that's going on, but the Lord is speaking. He's speaking not only in the middle of the night. He's speaking in the course of the day. He said, early, early shall I seek thee. Here I am, Lord. Just begin to tell him, here I am. Allow him to lead and allow him to guide. and allow him to direct, because it's going to hurt your flesh. I want to say our stinky flesh, but I won't. It's going to hurt your flesh, but it's going to heal your wounds. Amen. Because your flesh may have been taught tradition, and that traditional way of thinking has caused the word of God to have no effect. God is operating in a prophetic anointing right now. So we can't go by what has been. We have to flow in the now. You know, when the Lord say, dip yourself in the mud, and you be like, oh, no, I know this is not God telling me to do this, not God telling me to do this. And it just might be. You go to your pastor and he said, it wasn't me. Go to your mama, it wasn't me. And you ask others and they say, no, I didn't hear that. No, it wasn't for me. The Lord is speaking. And we pray that we're able to activate your ear gates to hear. Not only that our ears can hear, but that our eyes may be able to see what the Lord is saying to his church. Because only those that have ears can hear. And only those that are seers can see the spiritual realm. So I just want to thank you, Elder, as you spoke to the people of God, and that everyone's ears is open to hear, and that their heart is open to receive, and their mouth is open to speak what God is saying in this season. It's for it's not by accident that God is activating his gift, that he's causing the kingdom of God to manifest, that he's causing some things to happen so that we can be in the right place, doing the right thing at the right time. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Amen, amen. Again, I want to encourage you to sow into the ministry. When you're sowing here, you're sowing into God, not into Elder and myself, not into Kingdom Builders Institute, but you're sowing into the grounds of God, where we're able to sow into others to cause the manifestation of God's soldiers to be activated into the things of the kingdom. For it is so needed. Amen. You can go to www.giveify.com. That's GIVELIFY. I say, speak, Lord, to your people so that they may hear what you would have them to do concerning Kingdom Builders Development Institute in the name of Jesus. Well, again, I want to thank God. I want to thank you that you are allowing God to speak to you, and that you are a lamp that others can see, just representing God. Amen, amen. Again, I want to make the announcement that we want to welcome our marketing director, our program director, as they're coming forth and they're getting in place, and they're beginning to take us where we can do commercials and ads, and we will be on streaming live, where you'll be able to see the speakers, amen, where you'll be able to take it to the next level. And if you know anyone that you will want to bring forth, and we will be so happy to sponsor them for a six-week broadcast, the door is open. You can give us a call at area code 313-583-9739. Again, that number is 313-583-9739. All right, we just praise the Lord for his works, his mighty works. And thank you, Elder, for just being an awesome man of God and an awesome husband and an awesome friend. We say God bless you. Keep us in your prayers. And I want to encourage you in closing. We would love if you could do us a favor. if you would go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI, and click follow. And when you click follow, we have more listeners, and we're able to get more sponsorships. So we would be enlightening for you to go into that program and click follow. And so that our light may shine brighter for the glory of God. So that's www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. And click follow. As our marketing director, Minister Cherie Colbert, is coming forth with our marketing kit, we would be so blessed if you would take the time and do that and encourage others to go into that website and click follow. That's all we're asking, so that you'll be notified of all of our upcoming broadcasts. And anytime there's something going on with the ministry, that you will be notified. That's all you have to do is click follow, and you would officially be able to join our monthly newsletter. You'll get our newsletter. I'm telling you, God is doing something in this pandemic. Amen, amen. We just say glory to God. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless every single thing that concerns you. We plead the blood of Jesus over you, over your day, over your wealth, your finance, your health, your family. And we just say, know that God is still speaking. God is speaking. Open your ears so that you may hear. We say, God bless everyone. Have a terrific, blessed, peaceful rest of the evening as God continues to speak. Be blessed with the music. And enjoy the rest of your evening. God bless you all.
Keep on calling like a melody.